Okay, so hello and welcome to our second call of the Game of Life Masterclass. Oh, I am so excited and so honored to be here with you. And I want to thank you for joining me. And I want to acknowledge and celebrate you for participating in this class. You're doing this for you, and it's a huge commitment to yourself, and I celebrate you. Now, our first call was loaded with information, and I trust that you've been exploring what's been coming up for you. And I know Mare has been posting in the Facebook, so I know she is. Thank you for posting. I love it when you post so that I can comment and support you on your journey. But I do want to encourage you, all of you, to post in the private Facebook group. So if something comes up, I can support you, others can support you. And if there's something we can celebrate with you, we want to do that. So please post anything that is coming up for you or anything that we can do. Okay, so before we begin, I do want to share with you that I got to calm down first. After diving into Florence's concepts and teachings, how to take them all to that next level for, oh my God, over 20 years, I know that there's a side effect to moving so much energy. And when you registered for this class, you drew a line in the sand with the universe. You put the universe on notice that you mean business. And when we do this, whether we're taking the class or we're just setting an intention to improve our life on our own, the universe jumps on board. The universe steps to the plate to show you the energy that's been blocking you so you can align your three levels of consciousness. And unfortunately, that energy is usually revealed by some form of adversity that triggers it. And this is the side effect of setting your intention to improve your life. And it happens to everyone in some form. And when we don't know why this happens, we want to throw up our hands and scream that this is too hard. It's too hard to improve my life because every time I try, it's like my grandma used to say, it's like my life goes to hell in a handbasket. Well, I've been there. I've done that myself. And as a matter of fact, every time I teach a new class or present a new mastermind based on Florence's books, that's exactly what happens to me. An energy pops up right in my face that I need to look at to be free of. And usually it shows up through some form of adversity. Now I recognize this for what it is. It's a golden opportunity to process through energy that's been blocking me and to face the fears that were hidden so I can be free of them. You'd think I'd be done with that by now. Sorry, I'm hoarse. I don't know what happened. But we are each one of us as an onion. And some of us, like me, we have lots of layers to process through. But when we know why they're being revealed, instead of being upset, we can celebrate because we have the opportunity to get excitement of being able to process through that energy and come out the other side with ease and grace, empowered. So when this happens to you, and it will at some point, because you live in a human body, just be aware of why it's happening. And shift that anxious fear energy from being blindsided to empowered. Because now you know why it's happening and what to do. Because last week we learned all about the resistance energy, following the breadcrumbs and processing through all of that with the love energy to create a higher outcome. and you're not doing it alone anymore. Post in the Facebook group, or if it comes up right here on a live call, let's talk about it right here on a live call. You're not doing this by yourself anymore. We're here to support you. Okay, so the admin stuff, the recording of last week's call is on the Masterclass Central webpage as an audio file that you can download to all your devices. And I also added it to that private Facebook group as a video, so you can listen to it there too. And I added the bonus gifts. Oh my gosh. I'm pretty sure I added the bonus gifts. If I didn't, I will. Oh my gosh. I'm doing so much that it's like, oh, I can't remember everything, but I will get it there if it's not already there. So also please add Kate at katelarge.com to your contact list, so you'll be sure to get all my emails that remind you of the next class and to have the links so that you can download everything and be on time. Okay. So if you have not already requested to join the Facebook group, I want to ask you to please do that so that you won't have to wait to ask for help if you need it or to celebrate. You can just go right in there and do it. And let's see. One last thing. These classes are just like the Game of Life book, loaded with information. So if you start to feel like you're behind in some way, maybe you missed a class, don't be disturbed about that. I've asked Florence about this when people start to feel overwhelmed because there's just so much. And she has assured me that you're always in the right place that's best for you. Always. So don't let yourself get distressed about missing something or feeling like you're behind, because you're not. And just ask your angels to provide that time and space for you to listen to what you haven't listened to before, or to engage with the Facebook group. Just ask your angels to help you with that, and they will. Okay, so now let's just create our safe, sacred space. Whew. So if you'll just get comfortable and take a few deep breaths, we'll quiet our minds, and then we'll begin with a prayer. And then we'll create our sacred circle of love. So just get comfortable and close your eyes. And I ask the angels to please control the energy so that our technology will keep us all together, connected. And to get a clean recording, because I've noticed there's been some blips in the recording. So we just ask them to get it clean. And we begin by quieting our minds. So just take a really deep breath, and with your feet flat on the floor and your hands gently in your lap, close your eyes and focus your attention on your heart. With another deep breath and a slow exhale, shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. And just immerse yourself in those feelings of gratitude. And now ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? And now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, your feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound, or feel it as a sensation. And now with another deep breath, I ask the angelic guardians of the heavens and the earth, of the east, of the south, of the west, and of the north, to join us now, bringing with you the most powerful magnetic force in the universe, love. Father, Mother, God, creator of all that is, we are so grateful for this opportunity to come together as one with singular intention. We ask for your help to expand into a greater awareness of being. We ask for your assistance to understand Florence's teachings at a greater level of mastery and apply them to fulfill our square of life, to manifest as our reality the dreams and desires of our heart, all that's ours by divine right under grace. In deepest gratitude, amen. And now we'll create our sacred circle of love as the angels join us and we create a circle. I just ask that if you're in Asia, Africa, or Antarctica, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in Australia, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in Europe, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in North America, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in South America, please take my hand and that of an angel and complete our sacred circle. We come together as one with singular intention of transcending the fear of our planet to be the vibration of love. And now I ask you to please just step into the center of the circle as the angels and I hold the circle's safe space. And with a deep breath, the angels and I infuse you with the love of the highest order. We see you as powerful, fearless, as one with all that is, knowing that all that makes your heart sing joy is already yours. Just breathe deeply of this healing love light. And now once again, rejoin our circle of love, taking the hands of the angels. And together, we send unconditional love to each other across the soils and waters of Mother Earth. And through this singular intention of empowered support, we hold to this energy of being magnetic for life experiences of this high vibration of love energy. And now with a deep breath, we ground into this energy. Just see roots from your feet go into the soils of Mother Earth, down to the core light of healing love energy at her center. And with a deep breath, just bring this all-powerful love energy back up through the soils, up the water, up through the clay, all the way back up to your feet, up your legs, to your heart, fully grounding this magnificent vibration of love as yours. Now, and always. And when you're ready, open your eyes. And now we'll get into our class content. So during our first call, we dove deep into the hidden dynamics of the energy of manifesting through giving and receiving. We explored the reality of manifesting like a magnet through the energy that's most dominant in our subconscious and how to control what that energy is. We shook the wrinkles out of the three levels of consciousness and got a much clearer understanding of why they work the way they do. And we got action steps to manage, focus, and align them to the highest love vibration. Plus, we gained a deeper understanding of just how powerful we really are. Well, Florence takes understanding our power further in today's chapter, the Law of Prosperity. Florence shares with us that getting into the spiritual swing of things is no easy matter for the average person. The adverse thoughts of doubt and fear surge from the subconscious. They're the army of the aliens, which must be put to flight. This explains why it's so often darkness, darkest before the dawn. A big demonstration is usually preceded by tormenting thoughts. Having made a spiritual statement of high spiritual truth, one challenges the old beliefs in the subconscious, and error is exposed to be put out. These statements are loaded with magical insight as to why setting our intention to improve our lives sets loose a storm of resistance energy. And when we're in the thick of it, that's just what it feels like, a raging thunderstorm with lightning, thunder, wind, rail, and sometimes it hails. This is the side effect I talked about when we began our call. And before we dive into this, let's take a look at what Florence spoke of in the beginning of this chapter. She speaks of the divinity within, of God being man's supply, and that one with God is a majority. She's adamant that there's a supply for every demand, and that God, the divinity, is man's supply. This tells me, without ego, that each of us has the power of God within. That's why one with God is a majority. And when you think about it, it feels right. Not egotistically. It just feels right that being wrapped in a warm blanket of love, it's a knowing, a full belief that whispers from our soul. We each have the power to bless and to multiply, to heal and to prosper, to manifest through the kingdom within all that fulfills our square of life. All the experiences to live our version of heaven on earth. We have the power to manifest now. In our last call, we talked about our field of potentiality, where the inventory of experiences needed to fulfill our square of life resides. Everyone has one. No one's left out. And that through our superconscious, our higher self, that is the vibration of love energy, we have the power to manifest what we want. Health, wealth, love, and perfect self-expression, and so much more. Feelings of happiness, freedom, joy, and that deep, deep feeling of peace within. That feeling of being confident that we belong, no matter what's going on around us. We are not an outsider looking in, wishing to be accepted, wishing to be held in some semblance of value, wishing for love. Because we are love. We are God energy incarnate. This is what the angels are speaking of when they say that our purpose is to be love. We're to overcome the fear of this physical world and reconnect with the love, the divinity, the God part within that is our essence. So let's all just take a really deep breath and just breathe into that resonance of the God part within as best you can. And as you're breathing, accept that it's your birthright to be happy. Whatever happiness is for you, that happiness feeling is yours by divine right. No matter what you have or have not done in your life, you deserve to be happy. And just take another deep breath and just embrace this knowing to your heart, this truth. You deserve to be happy. Now I know this physical world teaches us that we're separate from God by sin. We as humans are separate from that divinity. And this is a lie. But until we know it's a lie, that fear of being alone, separated, that fear energy is sharp. And that inner fear that we feel can be paralyzing. I know we can just be fine, you know, just living our life. But then we see something on the news or social media, or we get an unexpected statement in the mail, and instantly we feel that sting of fear, that anxiety. And depending on the negative beliefs that we've got hiding out in our subconscious, the pain of the fear we feel could be at an extremely high level. And if we're busy, our brain takes in the information, but instead of looking at the fear that we're feeling and dealing with it, we just keep going. And that fear is just set loose, bouncing around in our subconscious. And then next thing you know, wham, it hits us. We're upset. We feel that angst in our body. And sometimes we don't even know why, because we may have been stuffing that original feeling. We may have been stuffing that into our subconscious for days or weeks, sometimes for months and years. But now you know why. You know why that feeling's being triggered. Now you can be aware. You can recognize being triggered by fear energy when it happens to you. And now you know you have the power within you to shift out of that fear, using all the tools we talked about last week. So let's unpack Florence's statement that summed up this chapter. Getting into the spiritual swing of things means becoming more aware of the energetic vibration of our thoughts and our words, tuning into the energy of our inner fields, and learning how to manage all that energy. If you're trying to do this by yourself, it can be overwhelming because juggling life can be a lot. But when you add focusing on improving your life through your energy, sometimes that just feels like it's too much too, like I talked about earlier. And you feel like you're failing because next thing you know, adverse thoughts of doubt and fear surge from the subconscious. And last week we talked about this. When we decide we want to be, do, or have something, we set that intention to improve our lives in some way. And the energy that's been hanging out in our subconscious, that energy that's between us and already having what we want, it reveals itself. Not to punish us, but to be healed, for lack of a better term, so we can be free of it. And this energy can be feelings of doubt, worry, bottom line, not being good enough, fretting about how we're going to get what we want when the logical, rational mind sees no way. These fear-filled thoughts are the army of the aliens and must be put to flight. They must leave your subconscious forever. The reality is that all those thoughts of not having what we want and the feelings of not being good enough, those thoughts and feelings are alien. They're not of us because we are love, the essence of God. Those alien thoughts and feelings are learned. They're taught to us by the fear of this physical world. No matter what you have or have not done in your life, you deserve to live a fulfilled square of life. You deserve happiness. Lack and limitation is not in your field of potentiality. And let's get one thing very clear. Happiness, living a fulfilled square of life, is not a reward for good behavior. No, it's your divine right to live your version of heaven on earth, to be happy no matter what's going on around you. Putting the alien thoughts to flight means dissolving those negative thought patterns and beliefs to their native nothingness. Because if we hang on to them, whether consciously or subconsciously, they are vain imaginings that will be made real through our own mismanaged, fear-laced visions. And I don't know about you, but I proved that for years before I was introduced to Florence's teachings. And make no mistake, when we hold the vision with worry, energy, and we replay over and over again in our head the experiences we do not want, we feed the negative energy and it becomes an army of negative thoughts and feelings, an army of alien thoughts and feelings, and they will manifest exactly what we do not want. Where our focus goes, like the man preparing for what he'd say when he wasn't able to pay his debt, he got to use his prepared speech, all right, instead of paying the debt, because that's where his focus was. Our doubt feeds negative thoughts, and we fall into a fear-filled swamp of despair that magnifies our fear. This is the darkness before the dawn. And for so many of us, it's normal. When we succumb to doubt and the worry of how something's going to happen, we create over and over again worry energy experiences until we consciously choose to use our power and crawl out of that pit of worry energy and despair. When we consciously choose to shift our energy, when we consciously choose to release that need to worry about how something's going to happen, and instead accept the truth, the inherent truth that everything we want is already ours, it's in an inventory. When we consciously choose, we challenge the old hidden beliefs of not being good enough, those negative beliefs that have ruled our subconscious energy, probably since we were children. This is the resistance energy that begs us to be healed. It begs us to observe it, heal it, and release it. And in its place, we can then hold love of the highest order. That love that is our essence, we can reconnect. When we stand in our power, we see the error or the lie of these old beliefs. We see, feel, and know that they're not true. And the shackles of fear, doubt, and lack that those hidden beliefs held over us no longer exist. It's been put out. It dissolves, and we're free. When we choose to stand in the empowered vibration of love energy, we can see the belief or the lie that they are, and we're set free of their shackles. In this chapter, Florence tells us of a woman who needed $3,000. That may or may not seem like a lot of money today, but when we look at the inflation factor in today's world, she needed over $50,000 by Monday. That's a lot of money. No wonder she wanted Florence to stay with her to help her hold that doubt-free energy of knowing. Florence didn't stay with her, but she continued to treat, which means that Florence continued to hold the energy of believing what the woman needed was already hers. Florence knew. She knew without doubt that the woman could manifest as much money as she needed. Florence knew that whatever the woman wanted that would fulfill her square of life was already hers. The money was a part of the woman's inventory in her field of potentiality. She knew, and through that knowing, she held the firm belief. Florence called it perfect faith. And together, they held the power of two, which made the money making its way to the woman's hands inevitable. The man who needed $50,000 for his business, with inflation, today, the man would be wanting over $750,000, over $845,000. The man told Florence that getting the money was impossible. It was too late. She told him she didn't know anything about business, but she knew all about God. What she knew of was the vibration of energy of the superconscious, the God part or divinity within, she knew of the power. And again, I'm restricted here by our English vocabulary. She knew. She had full belief. She had perfect faith through all levels of her consciousness that what the man wanted was his. In her mind, there was no way it could not be his. His business needed the money. His business fulfilled his square of life. Of course the money was his. And his vibratory belief demanded the money be set free, to be made manifest into the physical plane. It had no choice. Florence's three levels of consciousness were aligned, and through Florence's energy, she held the safe space for the man to align his three levels of consciousness too. Her belief was so strong that the man was able to hold on to it, and when he walked into the bank, he said, "I've come for the loan." There's tremendous empowerment in those words. "I've come for the loan." Do you think the man thought about what he'd say on his train ride? I don't think so. I feel that he got on the train in that energy of knowing, probably without any negative thoughts at all, because Florence was helping him to hold that energy. And together, only the belief that he was going to pick up the loan was in his energy field. So he walked into the bank, and that full belief of knowing within him formed the words, and he heard his voice say, "I've come for the loan." And they gave it to him. Years ago, when I was presenting the first class based on the game of life, the first live class, I was holding the space for the participants to manifest what they wanted. And when one of the participants told me what she wanted, my human brain engaged and went, "Yikes, how is she going to do that?" But immediately, I heard Florence's spiritual essence say, "Kate, get out of your head. Of course she can have what she wants. It's already hers." And I knew she was right. I felt that shift within me. I got out of my head, and I felt with the very essence of my beingness that, of course, she could have what she wanted. Of course. It was already hers. I felt it. And it only took moments to experience that shift. Just moments. Florence is still holding that safe space energy of belief. Even though her physical body's not here anymore. Now, a couple of months ago, I announced to the free Facebook group that the Game of Life Manifesting Playbook was available to purchase on Amazon, and the group members began purchasing that playbook. Now, every cell of my body wanted that playbook to make it into the top 100 of one of our categories so that it would be a bestseller on Amazon. That's a bestseller status. When you make it into the top 100 books in a category. And there are millions of books at Amazon. So the way to know when this happens is to watch the rankings of the categories. And Amazon's supposed to update those categories every hour. But by Friday, it started on Friday when I announced it. And then by Sunday, those rankings were taking 2.5 to 3 hours every time they'd update. But every time I'd check it over and over again, once the rankings finally changed, it was going up. It was still going up. I was sharing the new ranking in the Facebook group, and it was so exciting. Oh, my God. Sharing the news with everybody, it was like birthing a baby. You know, it took 2 days. But knowing that those who were purchasing the playbook, that they'd be taking their power to a new level of mastery. And Mare's been telling me that that's working for her. I hope it's working for everyone, but you got to do the playbook for it to happen. And that, you know, with enough sales, the playbook would become an Amazon bestseller. And that would help build my credibility to the people who don't know me. It was a win for everyone. So early in the afternoon, on that Sunday, after spending hours watching the Amazon ranking updates, I remember I was finally making my bed. Instead of sitting in front of the computer waiting for the next update. And as I walked around the end of the bed, I knew without any doubt that it was going to make it into the top 100 books. I could feel it. And with that knowing that I felt deep inside, I also felt this intense peace. And that is, for lack of a better word, yeah, I was just feeling this deep, intense, completely confident peace. And then late Sunday evening, the playbook made it to number 93 in one of our categories. That was in the top 100 books of that category, so it made it to bestseller status. And then the next time I checked it, Instead of it getting higher in the rankings, it was going back down. But it made it. The knowing was true. Florence teaches us of the power of two, holding the space. She teaches us of how we're manifesting all the time through giving our energy out to the world and receiving the material thing or experience of matched, aligned energy. She teaches of how we manifest material things and experiences through us. When the man who wanted the bank to loan him over $845,000 in today's world, Florence knew the money was in the man's field of potentiality, so he must have done something to block the bank from giving it to him. That's why she said to him, "I suppose you lost your temper while at the bank, therefore your power." The man's anger blocked him, and the anger stemmed from a hidden belief that he wasn't good enough in some way, at some level, to get the money. It was a fear energy, a level that was strong enough to block him. But when he joined Florence's power of two, she supported him to shift to the knowing. And with that knowing, he recognized the money was his. The money had been, as Florence explains it, awaiting his recognition. He'd been in the captivity of fear and doubt, stumbling around in the darkness before the dawn, but Florence's unwavering belief released him from the shackles of fear. She told him he was identified in love with the spirit of everyone connected with the bank, and to let the divine idea come out of the situation. The vibration of her words infused the entire situation. The man, the bank, the people at the bank, the money. They were all infused with the vibration of love to create the highest outcome for everyone. She held the safe space for this man to see through the darkness, to the realization. He could see through that darkness all the way to the realization of having the money. He held the vision of getting the money. His vision made the demand, and the money was made manifest. The manifestation was inevitable. This is how we know when something's truly ours by divine right. Here's an experiment. We're going to step into the world of the wondrous, where all things are possible. And here in this world of the wondrous, you can have what you want. No matter what it is, you can have it. Think of the first thing you wish for. Doesn't matter what it is, you can have it. So long as it doesn't interfere in someone else's free will. When it's just for you, you can have it. So think about it. Take a moment and think about it. How does it feel? Do you feel that joy in your body? The singing of your heart? The swell of excitement? That full body, yes, I can have this. What you want is in your field of potentiality. Demand this or something better. And if you feel angst, resistance energy in your body, take a look at it. Observe it. What is the energy trying to tell you about energy that you're holding within that's begging to be healed so you can be free? So before we complete, I'd like to do just a little guided journey with you. So if you'll just close your eyes and put your pen down, if you're taking notes, just close your eyes because I will separate this out as a separate audio so you can listen to it by, instead of listening to the whole class, you can listen to this. So just close your eyes and set your intention. Because intention is everything. Set your intention to open your vision of your mind's eye. Here we are together, you and I. And whether you're listening live or to the recording, our energy is here together. So let's take a really deep breath. And in this moment, envision one thing that you want to be, do, or have. It can be a material thing like money, home, trip. It can be an experience, anything you want. And together, we are invoking the power of two. I don't need to know what it is because all I have to do is believe what you want is yours. And I do believe. I know, without any doubt, hesitation, or fear, that what you want is yours. So think of something you want. And together we take another really deep breath. And whatever you want to be, do, or have is already made manifest. I ask the angels that are holding our safe circle to amp up the light of love of the highest order. And together, I hold the vision with you. We can see through the darkness of not having to the light of receiving, to the light and excitement of being, doing, and having what you want. Florence tells us that what you want is awaiting your recognition, waiting for you to see, to envision yourself having what you want. Allow your mind's eye to see yourself being, doing, or having what you want. Breathe in the experience. You can see it, feel it. You're walking around with it or in it. Holding what you want in your hand, breathing it in. Our vision fulfills the demand that what you want is made manifest. Breathe in the knowing of your heart. That what you want is already yours. Open your arms wide to receive what you want. Allow what you want to come through you, through the energy of having already received. There's a supply for every demand, and we demand what you want to now manifest in the physical world as a material thing or as an experience. Tell the universe, I have come for what I want, and state what that is. Breathe into the knowing that this is happening for you. Right now, with your eyes closed, breathing deeply, what you want is yours. Now we want to ground into this experience, locking the manifestation of what you want into existence for the highest good of all. What you want, this or better. Just feel the roots from your feet going down into the soils of Mother Earth, all the way down to the pure, healing love light at her center. Your roots wrap around a solid tourmaline sphere, connecting you with the power, strength, and stamina of Mother Earth. And with another deep breath, pull that power back up through the soils, up to your feet, up your legs, to your heart, where you are one with God. And when you're ready, open your eyes. You've directed the molding of formless energy into a material thing or an experience. Now your job is to prepare for what you want to be made manifest on the physical plane without any judgment or worry about how it's going to manifest. You've placed your order with the universe, like placing an order on Amazon and waiting for your order to arrive. You may be guided to take action steps to support the delivery of your order, like being home to get an Amazon order or watching your email after choosing special delivery options. Take the action steps and prepare for receipt. Envision yourself typing with great excitement into the post field of the private Facebook group so we can all celebrate with you. We just put your manifesting power on steroids. So put your seatbelt on. The ride has started. Okay, so let's recap what we've covered in this chapter. We unpacked how there really is a supply for every demand and why. We now understand that negative thoughts are an army of aliens and what to do with them. We know the action steps to see through the darkness before the dawn, to see the light of manifestation complete. We now know how to recognize the energy of feeling and believing that we're not good enough to be, do, or have what we want, and we know what to do to be free of it. We now know that visioning is as simple as allowing our mind's eye to see what we want. And that this vision through our mind's eye of what we want demands the energy mold into form and be made manifest from within to without. If you have any questions about this, please ask. If you're still processing all of this now, but a question or questions come to you later, be sure to post in the private Facebook community. I'll answer and we can all discuss. Now again, we are moving a tremendous amount of energy. Be gentle with yourself. Drink lots of water. Get rest. And next week, we're going to dive into chapter 3. The power of the word. And this completes the content for our second call.